This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Well, we got Stephanie out at the Minnesota State Fair. We're going to actually be pulling her up in just a couple minutes here. And before we do that, I just want to welcome all of our friends, enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. We just wanted to tell you thank you very much for joining the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, and we have at the Minnesota right now, the Minnesota State Fair, the co-host. That would be Stephanie Joy. How are you, Stephanie?
I am doing great. I am having a wonderful time here at the Minnesota State Fair, boy. I can tell you that I'm pretty lit right now, so I think I can take up a good chunk of your time.
Well, now, again, you're out at the Minnesota State Fair right now, and obviously you have tens of thousands of individuals, people walking up and down the streets at the Minnesota State Fair. And obviously we've been given the opportunity to track these people and to get information into their hands that will not only first and foremost bring them to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, but aside of that, also give them information concerning their constitutional republic. What is the response? Because I know that you had sent me a picture earlier of two of the guys out there, just happened to be my kids, with two police officers. How's that working out?
It's working out great, and I tell you, the response is overwhelming. I can't tell you how many people, they nod their heads and they say, well, keep doing what you're doing. Oh, that's great. And, you know, kids aren't being taught these things nowadays. And they're very supportive of who we are and what we do and the need to get this message out there. And as you mentioned, you know, talking about what obviously the gospel of Jesus Christ, and it parallels so well with the freedoms and the price paid for our freedoms in the natural. I just whip out our shirt that says, what is the price of your freedom? Ask a veteran on the front, what is the price of your redemption? Ask the Son of God. And people think it's just stunning and wow, we appreciate everything you've done. In fact, we ran into a woman out here today and she said, my father gave his life for our country, and she never knew her father, and he never knew his daughter because he was killed while, you know, she was in her mother's womb. And so when you look at the awful price of freedom, both from the natural and the spiritual, and you relay that to people out on the street and fairgoers, and you've got all different types here, the message is resounding with them, and they're overwhelmingly supportive of what we do. Hands down, very exciting.
What have you had any experience with the veterans, with the police force, with the firefighters, with the military? Have you had any contact with any of these people thus far today?
Oh, yes. We've had veterans, and we go up for the first ones to go up to them and tell them, thank you for your service. And I say, listen, we feel like you have done your job. Now it's time for us to do our job. We're picking up the baton. We're passing on these things to the next generation because this next generation does not understand the awful price of freedom and the price that's been paid so we could have our freedoms in the natural.
You know, it's interesting that you would say that. Interesting you would say that because, again, I am broadcasting live out of Genesis Communication Networks in Burnsville, Minnesota right now. And right before I'd actually got here, I spent some time with one of those that supports the ministry. And he said, Bradley, it just amazes me, and it's amazing to me how the American people act like this freedom has always been here. I know, I said, yep. They act like, you know, it's been given. There's no price. It's always been. Well, the American people need to realize that that is not the case. There is freedom nowhere where there hasn't first been sacrifice. And it's an awesome opportunity for us at the Sons of Liberty here to actually be out at the Minnesota State Fair telling these veterans who fought, bled, and died, who know everything about sacrifice and know everything. And they are the ones that can define freedom because they are the ones that sacrifice to give it. And I'm just, I'm appreciative of the fact that we can be out there and actually shake their hands and tell them thank you very much for what they have done and let them know that, listen, you've done your part. As you said, Stephanie, we're out here doing ours now.
Yep, and you're exactly right. I was just talking with people today and saying, you know, people, especially the younger generation, they just wake up and they have this freedom. They don't understand the price that was paid so they could have it. It's not like they just wake up one day and all of a sudden it magically appears for them, the land of the free and the home of the brave. We have to understand that this is freedom that is costly, and it's a high cost and it's a high price, and the veterans are very appreciative. And we have some veterans say, well, I got 4 shirts before. I need to come and get some more. And also, too, I had a young lady. She kind of looked like, you know, kind of like a skater, kind of, you know, a little bit of a dark sider kind of. And one of our sons started pink and blueing her, which means
explain what a dark sider is, Stephanie, really quick. Explain what a dark sider is.
You know, a dark sider is kind of like a young person who kind of, they wear the dark clothes.
Goth.
They kind of look like gothic looking, almost like death looking, you know, kind of. She wasn't all that out, but you can tell when they're a little dark side. They kind of wear, you know, chains or weird things. They got kind of darker eye makeup and that kind of thing. And so one of our kids had just given her a gospel track, and it was her and another kid. And I started talking to him, and I said, well, have you heard of us before? She goes, yeah. She goes, I grew up on Junkyard Prophet. And I was like,
yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, Junkyard Prophet, my friends, is the band that we use when we do public schools. It's junkyardprophet.com, junkyardprophet.com. Just filling in the blanks. Go ahead, Steph.
Yeah, and so she had our CD. It was actually our praise and worship CD. She said, yeah, my parents went to a gas station, and they got me this CD, and she would listen to it growing up. And she said, oh, well, it's damaged now, so she went and got a new one. But just out of nowhere, people that you wouldn't expect from us being out on the streets in front of gas stations and grocery stores and what we've done for years and years and years, and people receiving the message, here you have the fruit of that in their daughter.
You know, hang on a second, though, Stephanie. Interestingly enough, are you not catching this right now? This is reaping what we have sowed. I grew up on Junkyard Prophet. We've been out at the Minnesota State Fair for 8 years. We've been doing high school assemblies for 14, and we continue to do so. We're beginning to see the generation that we sowed into. I remember in particular one young girl, she had our T-shirts, our hats. Of course, our material leads to Christ, friends. It's Christ-orientated. Everything about us has the signature of Scripture on it, so on and so forth. I remember one young lady was actually on Highway 35 in the state of Minnesota, and she got into a car accident, and she died. And her parents had called us and told us that they know that she's in heaven because of the ministry. And I'll never forget that. But interestingly enough, Stephanie, we're seeing what we have been sowing into for the last 14, 15 years.
Yeah, and I think it's great. And all the way around the boards, from the veterans to the dark siders to a family I was talking to, you know, about homeschooling and just, oh, it's so great. And I think for people out here, too, maybe that are already Christians or they know the truth, just an encouragement for them that they're on the right track, they're doing the right thing. And, you know, you get all different types, and the Lord came to seek and save that which is lost. And we don't want to go to Mexico and teach people Spanish. We're out here at the State Fair among all different types, you know, the sinners, the heathens, whoever. We're here to speak and to seek and save that which is lost, just as Jesus did. He went on the highways and byways, and a lot of these people that would not step foot inside of a church building are getting the gospel of Jesus Christ right here at the State Fair. So if you're here today, or if you're coming or planning on coming to the Minnesota State Fair, we're on the corner of Dan Patch and Cooper, right by the deep fried Twinkies and Spaghetti Eddies. You cannot miss us.
You're not going there, Stephanie. You stay away from the deep fried Twinkies, right?
You know, I have to say, deep fried Twinkies sound just gross. So I'm not really too tempted by the deep fried Twinkies, but
hang on with me, Stephanie. Stephanie, just hang on with me. Let's get to the other side of this break. I got a couple more questions I want to ask you. Stephanie out at the Minnesota State Fair. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie. Again, we're broken up. I'm broadcasting live out of Genesis Communication Networks here in Burnsville, Minnesota. And again, Stephanie's out at the Minnesota State Fair. Again, Steph, got a couple more questions. I'll get to you on the other side of this break. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley, Dean, and Stephanie Joy, who's live at the Minnesota State Fair. I'm broadcasting live out of Genesis Communication Networks. In just a couple minutes here, friends, what I want to do is get over to Rules for Radicals and make the application as to what we're dealing with today. And concerning their administration, I want to show you one of their tactics. We've talked about it in the past, but I want to put another broad stroke across what's going across our country. And I want to show you again, friends, that you have everything going for you. And what we need to know is exactly what is it that we have to, you know, what is it that we have going for us, and what is it that we have working against us. Again, I've shared with you so many times how the state-run media gets involved, and what they do is they pick the one or the two, and they blow the story up like everybody's about it, and when they begin to advocate some illegal agenda in America, and we'll talk about that in just a couple minutes. But back to Stephanie. Stephanie, really quick. I want you to go ahead and take a look to your right and take a look to your left and tell me what you see. How many people do you see to your right? Guesstimation.
Just down the street. I mean, I'm just looking. There's thousands. There's hundreds to the right, and there's hundreds and thousands to the left.
Literally.
People are everywhere here.
Literally. So Yeah, I mean, there's no question about it. I mean, so if the American church is looking for its opportunity, it's right in front of them. And what's also interesting, Stephanie, is during the last segment, you said, you know, we don't want to go to Mexico to teach them Spanish, but when it comes to our kids in America, we don't have to go to Mexico to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ or to teach them Spanish. We're using the analogy, of course. No, they're actually walking by the booth, and we're going up to them and preaching the gospel that's never been preached to them a day in their life for the most part. And if it has been, it's been lip service. It has nothing to do with actions for the most part. Am I right or am I wrong?
Yes. Oh, you're exactly right. And what's so nice is what they're doing is they're seeing an unashamed Christian gospel message. They're seeing people, you know, the Bible says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, but it's the power of God unto salvation. And we have to understand that we are called to be ministers of the flames of fire. We are called to be bold. The Lord said, my righteous are as bold as lions. And we go right up to these people and we say, hey, got a question for you. What color is this and what color is that? We go for a pink and blue gospel tract, And then we tell them about the ministry, and we tell them about what we do. And so many times, you know, you see people who are sheepish about their faith. They don't speak up, or they'll, you know, after you break into the conversation, then they'll say they're Christians. Well, we're simply showing Christ in his true form. In fact, I was talking to a veteran today, and I said, you know, what's your name? And he said, Tom. And I said, well, what if I said, well, I know Tom. He's a jerk, and he's this or that. I would be giving a false representation of who you are. And we see so many professed Christians out there who are giving a false, non-biblical representation of who Christ is. They're sheepish. They're ashamed of the gospel. We are just showing, listen, we're not ashamed of he who died for us. We're happy to be here and giving out this message to people. And people respond, and they take courage and harden it, like, okay, I can see what you're doing, you know, something about the problem. And it's not just talking about the problem. It's putting it into action and empowering people, letting them know even about our new website, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Well, this is not only gives you the problems, but it gives you the answers. It causes you to be empowered to action.
Well,
and that's what we're doing here.
Well, I think that's what's so important, is that we're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We know it's a power of God unto them that believe concerning our salvation. And when you're actually just, you know, doing what we're doing out there at the Minnesota State Fair, I mean, the one-on-one is really the payday for Christianity, because freely you've received, freely you give. You're giving your heart to that person, and they're not used to that. They're used to going into the bathroom at the Minnesota State Fair like I did 20 years ago. And, you know, you've seen an example of professed Christianity back in the day where they took four unspiritual laws, which is unscriptural. It's a modern gospel tract. And what they do is they throw them in the bathroom, and then they run out of the bathroom, and then they feel justified and satisfied that they actually preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, when nothing could be further from the truth. It's cowardice. Yeah. And it's just, it's reproachful, and I can't stand it. With every inch and every fiber within my body, I cannot stand that version of Christianity, because, friends, it's a lack of Christianity. And let me remind all of my listeners, especially for you new listeners, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ Jesus himself did. So I also want to say that I'm not just here on the radio complaining about the problem. No, we've had a booth out at the Minnesota State Fair for the last 8 years, going on 9 years now, which means we have handed literally hundreds of thousands of tracts out to the people at the Minnesota State Fair practicing what we preach. And a famous preacher one time said, listen, preach the gospel to the world, and if you have to, use words. Well, that's exactly what we're doing with words.
Yeah, we need to understand, too, our biggest mission field is here in America. We've got so many people that go across and overseas to bring out, you know, the gospel over there. Well, that's all well and good, but we have a generation that's completely being forgotten about and being lost because they're not taught these foundational principles that we see in the Bible and the Constitution. And, you know, people will say, oh, you know, America's in a mess. Boy, we're glad you guys are out there doing what you're doing. Well, we have a job to do, and we have hope, and we know the sacrifice that our founding forefathers made for us. And why should we be any different? Why do we in America just take for freedoms and say, well, glad we got these, and forget about the boys that are fighting? I talked to a dad and mom who had their son is in the service. He's been in Afghanistan. So we're talking about people who are continuously fighting for our freedoms. We should be preserving them here at home, whether or not we are serving our country in the form of, you know, being in the Army or Navy. We should be standing up for the Constitution and all these rights which these men and women have sacrificed for, and say, listen, we're doing our part as well, and we need to reach out to this next generation especially. But everybody here at the State Fair, it's been great. It's been the response, too. It just, you talk to some people, and they come back and get a shirt, and then they, you know, you talk about some more, and then you get off on another topic, and they say, yeah, you know, my grandkids, they say, well, is it okay to live together before marriage? Oh, yeah, that's fine, Grandpa. They're not being taught these principles, but then, you know, they're getting information and they're getting our products in the booth. So yeah, I'm gonna lay this
out. Give me a real quick testimony just from today, Stephanie.
Well, just the one I was telling you about. I had this couple almost right when I got here. I started talking with them and everything, and so I told them what we do. You know, a good conversation. Well, the guy comes back later and he gets a T-shirt. And then I start talking to him, and, you know, he's telling me about what his grandkids think about, you know, it's okay to live together and so on. And then we talked about the issue of abortion, and we showed him our, you know, our brand new book that we have on that. And she said, you know what, some of our grandkids think, you know, abortion's okay, she was talking about. So I'm going to lay out this book at the cabin and have them take a look at it. And so basically she's laying it out there for her grandkids to get the truth. So it's not just people. You have to understand, it's a domino effect. People come to State Fair and they pick something up. Well, then they leave it at home on their couch. then someone else picks
up. You know, that's great. That's good and all. You know, but the bottom line is if the house is on fire, you don't leave a book on the bathroom counter. You go to the person, you put it in their hands, you say, tell me what your opinion is on this book, and
right.
make a decision quick. Today is the day of salvation. You're not promised tomorrow.
Yes, and I told her that too as well. But I guess the point of what I was saying is even though some person might pick something up here at the State Fair, you know, you have it in your possession. If you got a CD, someone's sitting with you in your car, they listen to it. Hey, what's this message about? Then they tell someone else. Or you have a book that you have at home and someone says, hey, what's that comic book about? Oh, here, you can read it. The domino effect is sometimes it might get through two or three people's hands to get to the right person. And of course, you know, the best way to do it is say, here we go. I value your opinion on this book and be bold about what you're doing because obviously it's the power of God into salvation. And you're right. When you see the house burning down, you say, listen, I've got to get in this person's face because I love them enough to tell the truth and tell them the truth. And that's what it's all about.
That's right. And so I praise the God again. I praise the God again. For the opportunity. Usually what we're doing out at the Minnesota State Fair on the weekends is we're actually preaching from the housetops in the State Fair, on the State Fair grounds, and it doesn't take but more than 5 minutes, and we got 100 to 200 people standing around us trying to debate the Word of God. But in mm-hmm. saying that, again, you know, we're not shying away from this, friends. We're taking the gospel to the world where it belongs. We're in the heart of it today. Again, over the last 9 days, I believe that we're coming up on 9 days, and then we got three to go. But we're taking it to the heart of the people, and that's exactly where the gospel
yep.
belongs. It's a dark place, so what does a dark place need? It needs bright lights. And if
that's
the church
exactly
in America
right.
is looking for an opportunity to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, there's never been a better time. And if you're looking for opportunity, walk outside because there it is.
That's exactly right. And you know, even to the going back to the girl that said that she grew up on Junker Prophet, our band, you know, where did she see that? She saw that in front of a gas station in a grocery store. Problem is too many people that profess their Christianity, they leave it in the church, which means you're not a true Christian. Christ said to go into all the world and preach the gospel. So, you know, they got the gospel message right there at a gas station, you know, at grocery stores where people are. So
right.
in your community.
A liquor store.
Life.
Yeah, where they're
that's
selling
right.
tabs for gambling. Of course, that's where you go. You go back to William and Catherine Booth. What did they do? Did they go to the church to preach? No. They took church outside of the barracks and they preached to the world. They went into the liquor stores. They went into the bars. They went into those that were committing crimes. They dealt with corruption in politics. They didn't run from it. They ran to it because they understood that that was their opportunity. Stephanie, thank you very much for joining us again. We'll see you in a couple hours. Have fun out there. Looking forward to hearing some more testimonials from people through live experience. Because, again, friends, we're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ because we know it's the power of God unto salvation. Why? Because we believe. Therefore, because we believe, we are a partaker of the power of God unto salvation, and we see the fruit of Christ in their lives. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes.
If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance, please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The two big-to-fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Genesis Communication Networks here in Burnsville, Minnesota. We just had Stephanie on for the last half hour. She's out at the Minnesota State Fair making the most of the opportunity that's been given unto us, because we know that life is but a vapor, right? So we got to make the most of our time, because we will face our maker on that final day. Now, I want to say when we will face our maker on that day, I want you to understand that I'm not saying it in the way that most might think. I'm saying it in the sense that I'm going to stand before my Heavenly Father, and I don't want to go there undone or unfinished or half-cracked. I don't want to stand before my Heavenly Father and say, well, I wish I would have did more. No, I'm doing the most with the time that's been given to me now, so I don't have to stand before God and say, I wish I would have. That's the last thing that I want to do. And by the way, when you do a little homework and you study out your forefathers, let's go back to John Adams again. Do you realize that he did what he did? He made the most out of his time because he was moved by the fear of God. The filial fear that says, I'm doing this because I want to do everything within my power to please you, and that you might be glorified and that you might be honored in everything that I do. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about, well, I better do it because if I don't, then I might end up in hell. That's not what I'm talking about. That's called fire insurance. That's not the kind of fear I'm talking about at all. A diabolical fear. Terror-stricken fear. No. I'm talking about a filial fear. I am so thankful for what my Father did through his Son, Jesus Christ, to reconcile me back unto himself, that I'm doing the most with the time that I've been given to occupy. And I want to make sure that when I die and I stand before him, he's going to look at me someday, Lord willing, and say, you know what? you've done all that I've called you to do. Because, friends, when we look at the parable of the sowers, there was those that, well, there was a 30-fold reaping, there was a 60-fold reaping, and there was a 100-fold reaping. I don't want 30, and I don't want 60. I don't want 70, and I don't want 80. And by the way, I don't want 99.9% of a harvest. I want 100%. And it's a good thing to say, friends, because really what it comes down to, even when I catch myself saying stuff like that, it shows me who is in charge of my life. And I also understand this, for those Christians that are listening to me, you truly do find your life where you lose your life. And I'll tell you what, when you forget about your problems and go help the world with theirs, it's interesting how the Lord will take care of yours. It really is. Over the last couple of days, we've been talking about the atheists, communists, and homosexuals, and any other criminal organization in the United States that is decrying this government for their rights. By the way, that's all contrived from A to Z. We also know that I did a little homework online, and I found out some of these organizations that the conservatives are so afraid of, they don't have the support. And I shared with you over the last couple days, too, when you look at Adolf Hitler and his regime, what was interesting is history taught us what a tyrant can do unchecked. But what history also taught us was that nobody took the time to look behind Adolf Hitler, because had they done that, they would have seen nothing was supporting him. And, of course, they had to, you know, die in the 12 million ratio, and the country had to be destroyed before they finally figured that mess out. So if you ever want to know why I'm spending so much time giving you history, it's because, again, first of all, Jeremiah 6:16 says go back to the old past. The Bible also tells us in the book of Proverbs that we're not to be given to change, which this criminal administration, his whole slogan was on, and his whole premise was based on what, friends? Change. And guess what he's given you, friends? Change. Yet the Lord again said, don't be given to those that are given to change. And yesterday what we did is we talked about the CAIR organization, you know, C-A-I-R, the Muslims that are connected to convicted terrorists in America. And I've also told you on yesterday's show that they have less than 5,000 members, but for some reason they got the alliance and the allegiance from this administration to actually take a shot at America's law enforcement agencies in America. As a matter of fact, CAIR is putting demands on law enforcement agencies in America to wipe out all documentation concerning the Muslim extremist ties in this country. 5,000 members, friends. 312 million people. Now, I also want you to understand that I'm not trying to push you into trusting in the arm of the flesh, numbers. No, that's a big no-no with the things of God. No. Cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh, but blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. I put my trust in the Lord, but I'm also bringing about this carnal analogy so you can understand spiritual things and revelations that, folks, the great big question mark and everything that I've been talking about over the last 3 days is, what are you running from? I'm just saying, use a little common sense, right? When you go to Rules for Radicals, it's a primer for radicals, page 126, you'll see that they know within themselves that power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Let me say it again. Saul Alinsky, Rules for Radicals. It's a primer for radicals, and it is on page 126, by the way, if you'd like to cross-check me, please do. But it states, power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Folks, when we look at this amnesty debate, I've said in the past, and again, I'm going to say it over and over and over again, until you finally get it into your hearts, that people need to understand that if this administration had all the support that the state-run media has led you to believe, then why does he need the illegals coming over into this country? I want to tell you why. Because he doesn't have the support. The American people are led to believe that the black population support Barack Hussein Obama. No, they know all about Planned Parenthood and how it's aimed at the eradication and the genocide of the black population. The blacks are not stupid, friends. They are our brothers. They are in this with us, my friends, no matter what color you are. Those that are on the side of God, I want to tell you what, we're all in this together, and the majority is in this together. We just need to get back under the umbrella of one nation under God again and actually do what the word says, because they weren't suggestions, they were commandments, right? And I also want to let you know, talking about the amnesty debate, where this criminal administration just lowered the law and said to all the illegals in Mexico, come on over here. You know, it's also interesting to note, friends, just a little bunny trail for you. How come it is that you never see people fleeing America going to foreign countries or to communist nations or to third world nations outside of preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ? Isn't that interesting? They're always coming to America. And I want to let you know that America, that this administration is punishing you for the very mentality and the very understanding of what made us great in this country. People are still coming to this country because they see that America is the light of the world. It's the greatest nation on the globe, and this administration is punishing you for that. But if you go over to the Hispanics, friends, the legals, by the way, the Hispanic the Hispanic population and communities in America are not for the illegals coming in across the border illegally at all as well, because they are just as American as me and you are. You don't know why? Because they came in legally. And you have this criminal administration, this lawless administration, advocating lawlessness by telling those in Mexico to just go ahead and come across the borders. As a matter of fact, we'll send the DHS over to pick you up. And don't worry about being harassed by the TSA at the airports. No, that's just the Americans that have done it lawfully and legally. If he had all their support, friends, I'm asking you the question, debunking the fact that he does have the support. He doesn't have the support from the Hispanics or the blacks. We know he doesn't have it from the whites, for the most part. But again, while most Americans are under the delusion that people favor this administration, the real question is, friends, who exactly supports Barack Hussein Obama? Huh. I'll just hang on a second, friends. Strap on your seatbelt, because I want to go down memory lane to recollect just who, well, so you've been told, gives him all of the support. Going back just a little bit. If you remember correctly, CNN's president resigned a year and a half ago due to the low viewership it received. Yet we found out from our friends that were actually exposing even CNN, Amber Lyon, namely, that CNN's content is paid for by both foreign and American governments. We also know that this administration vets all information before it goes to the populace in the United States of America. Friends, that is illegal. But the New York Times told us that, right? Matter of fact, Amber Lyon, former news anchor for CNN, said she was ordered to report fake stories, delete unfriendly stories adverse to the Obama administration, and construct stories in specific manners while working for the left-wing network, the communist network. Amber said CNN is paid by U.S. and foreign governments for reporting on some events and not reporting on others. She also stated that the Obama administration pays for CNN's content. How does Obama's administration pay for anything? I'll tell you how he pays for anything. He pays for what he does, friends, on the backs of the American people, by reallocating tax dollars and using them for unlawful means to advance his regime. Call it for what you will. The writing's on the wall. The fruit's on the tree. Now, when I come back, friends, I'm going to go over to MSNBC really quick. The question that I have for you is, who supports this administration? Again, remember what Saul Alinsky said in Rules for Radicals, page 126. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Jan at RestoringOurPromise.com. Bradley was a speaker at our Restoring Our Promise event, and we were so glad he was. Bradley demonstrates a deep knowledge of what made our country great, who our founders were, and what they believed. Without this information, we're easily misled by those who desire to harm us. His knowledge of our history and God's influence in our country shows why we have risen to the place we have. Our country needs to remember this, and Bradley says it in plain English so that anyone who wants to know can understand.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat. And then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single serving. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
All right, one more segment, guys. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Check out our new media resource giving you the answers to the problems in which Americans face. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, broadcasting live out of Genesis Communication Networks here in, you know what? I'm wondering if I'm in Burnsville or, yeah, you know what? I think I am. I'm not sure. I'm broadcasting live out of Genesis Communications Networks. And as a matter of fact, the rest of the ministry is out at the Minnesota State Fair right now, reaching the masses. And we praise God for the opportunity. Let's get back to what we were talking about here, friends. The illusion that Barack Hussein Obama's got the support of the American people is completely untrue. And I got to throw this down real quick. But again, keep in mind what Saul Alinsky said. In Rules for Radicals, page 126, power is not only what you have, but with the enemy. You're the enemy, friends. You're the enemy. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. See, this is what they're riding on, friends, the delusion. Scripture teaches us that. It's a delusion. Everything Satan does, it's a delusion. The old deluder, right? The liar. Belial. Let's get over to this. I love this topic. MSNBC. Sorry I even have to bring them up, friends. When we look at their slogan during the last election cycle, it just happened to be lean forward, which is directly derived from the communist playbook. MSNBC, which, by the way, to the president, parades people like radical lesbian Rachel Maddow, the uncivil rights wannabe leader Al Sharpton, and Chris, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, Matthews. What a joke, friends. I got a chill. I got a tingle that went up the back of my leg when he was around Barack Hussein Obama. I can imagine. Folks, MSNBC's ratings can't get any lower than a snake's belly, and I kid you negative. And by the way, that's just where they happen to be right now. These outlets are the ones that are attempting to remind those who do not have enough common sense to know right from wrong that Barack Hussein Obama has the support of the American people in majority. Nothing could be further from the truth. Let me bring you back to 2010 during the election cycle. 63 Democratic representatives were unseated. Why? Because America said enough is enough. Do you also remember that Barack Hussein Obama had to move the 2012 Democratic Convention from a 74,000-seat arena to a 20,000-seat arena, and he still couldn't fill up the seats by giving away free tickets? And remember their whole campaign was to remove God, friends? How did that go over in the DNC? It didn't even go over very well over there, did it? No, that's pretty stupid. It's like saying we don't need a captain to the ship anymore, right? To steer the ship. How foolish can a people become, friends? Do you remember when it was reported in Milwaukee that people filled up an 18,000-seat arena to see Barack Hussein Obama, when in fact there was only 5,000 seats available for those that actually pulled the curtain back to find out what the facts were? Folks, you're being lied to. Do you remember that 70% of Obama's Twitter followers were found out to be fake accounts created out of thin air, friends? Do you also remember when Stevie Wonder couldn't get 200 people to show up for a fundraiser for brother Barack Hussein Obama? Did you forget that the re-election inauguration, that there weren't enough people in Washington, D.C., listen carefully, even to fill up the hotel rooms? Oh, Bradley, but why was he re-inaugurated then? Well, keep in mind what dictator Joseph Stalin said. You know, Stalin's regime in Russia. Those who cast the votes decide nothing, but those who count the votes decide everything. And we see across the boards, friends, the voter fraud that was taking place across the boards in America was unprecedented. But again, the American people gave him a pass, only to add strength to tyranny, only to embolden him to commit another crime against we the people. I just talked about the black supporters. He doesn't have the support. As a matter of fact, let me give you a case in point. 7 in 10 black voters supported the Prop 8 marriage decision in California, but a homosexual judge overrode that, and again, the American people stood down when they should have stood up. So, friends, if it really comes to this, let's just call it for what it is. We can talk about how bad his administration is, but how bad are the people to actually allow the bad man in the White House to commit the crimes against the people that tolerate it? So who's bad here? It's a popular message, let me tell you. I can just hear someone say, Bradley, you have to live with yourself for saying stuff like that. I do, but I want you to understand that I say it because I love, not because I hate. So again, friends, who supports Barack Hussein Obama? Well, I can tell you who supports him. Less than 1.7% of the population do, which, by the way, he's starting to get kickback from those that do support him because they're beginning to understand how radical he really is. The very ones who are being used as a political battering ram, by the way, I want to add the Muslim Brotherhood to that, too, because they're only being used to implement a global New World Order, only to be undone once it's established, if they ever get that far, which I don't believe that they have a chance if the American people would call them up, because it's not like the American people don't know who the bad guys are. No, the American people know who the bad guys are. We can just go ahead and open the book and look at their records. And there you have it. Crimes against we the people for failing to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America. Planned Parenthood supports Barack Hussein Obama. They're being used as a political battering ram to eradicate human life under the guise of choice, which in truth is population control. So in effect, listen carefully, Obama's support only comes from those who are at war with their constitutional republic and those that are at war with God in the other order, who gave us our rights, Declaration of Independence, to establish our constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4, which is extracted from the Bible, Exodus 18:21. So within the United States, Obama enjoys supports and the support of and from the homosexual, the abortionist, and the communist, the atheist, And without the United States, countries like Cuba, Venezuela, China, Russia, the Muslim Brotherhood, and their nations out in the Middle East have expressed their support for Obama as well. And by the way, the American people know this. This isn't hidden from the eyes of the American people. So again, let me go back to the question concerning the amnesty issue. So why are the illegals so important to Barack Hussein Obama if he's got all the support? No wonder this administration sees fit to lean forward to open the floodgates to illegal immigration. He wants lawless people. Friends, why is he releasing felons, illegal felons, in prisons in the United States of America in the thousands on the populace if he's not trying to create domestic insurrection? Who supports him? Well, I can tell you this. He's trying to gain the support of the lawless, but how does that work out in the end? They end up taking each other out, don't they? Again, that's what history teaches us. Ask Mussolini. So no wonder this administration sees fit to lean forward to open again the floodgates to illegal immigration. So the question again, I lay to your candor, is does this administration have the support that you might think he has? Nope, friends, just doing my homework? Oh, less than 15 minutes, friends, for the time that had been allotted. Less than 15 minutes of pulling the curtain back. I've already showed you enough to show you, friends, that there's nothing behind this criminal administration. Now, I'm not, again, just to reiterate, I'm not telling you that you don't have enemies, friends. No, I would look to Russia and I would look to China if I was worried about somebody, because I wouldn't look to these little pipsqueaks you call the radical jihadists. You know, again, this just comes to my aid right now. Isn't it interesting, these jihadists, these terrorists, these radicals, they tell others to strap a bomb onto themselves and go blow themselves up as they take others with them, namely the innocent, and Allah will be pleased. And they'll have a direct entrance, an instant entrance into heaven. Well, if that's the case, then why don't they go first? No, friends, because that's very telling. It tells you what they themselves are about. Back to my point. Does this administration have the support that you might think he does? I want to give you the answer. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Again, remember what Saul Alinsky said. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Don't be deceived when you have both of your eyes open, friends. Again, on the way down to GCN today, I'm listening to Sirius XM, listening to the best the conservatives have, agreeing with Barack Hussein Obama, debating over the bone that has been thrown to them. Remember what I said before in the past, friends? If they can get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. Right. The conservatives of the day, friends, I want to make myself very clear, are the problem. They are the problem. Okay? Jesus said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, the doctrine of the religious. And he also said, beware of the leaven of the Herodians, the doctrine of government. It's a hard road, but Jesus said straight and narrow and difficult is the way. So we have to get on that road so we can get out of the ditch. Let's get back to the Word. Let's get back to our founding documents. And friends, then and only then will the Lord put our feet upon the rock to establish our goings. You got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.